Ne mens pas. Don't lie. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Ni. Ne. Is the negative particle, used to negate verbs in French. Mens. Ma. Is the present tense, second person singular form of the verb, mentir. Mentir. To lie. This means it is conjugated to refer to the action of lying by, you, singular. Pas. Pa. Is a negative adverb, used to emphasize the negation. So, the sentence literally means, don't you lie. Ne cours pas. Don't run. This is a negative imperative sentence, meaning it's giving a command to not do something. Ni. Ne. Is the negative particle in French, used before verbs in negative sentences. Cours. Cours. Is the verb, to run, in the second person singular form of the present tense. It's the informal, you, used with someone you know well. The s at the end indicates that it's the singular form. Pas. Pas. Means, not, in French. It is placed after the verb in negative imperatives. Lève-toi. Get up. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Lève. Is the imperative form of the verb. Lever. To rise. To get up. Toi. Means, you. So the sentence literally means, rise you, but in English, we simply say, get up. Excuse moi. This is an informal way of saying, excuse me, in French. The phrase consists of two words. Excuse. Means, excuse, in English. It's a verb that is used to apologize for something. Moi. Means, me, in English. It's a pronoun that is used as the object of the verb. So, the full phrase means, excuse me, or, I beg your pardon, in English. It is typically used when you need to interrupt someone, ask for something, or apologize for accidentally bumping into someone. Excusez-moi. Excuse me. This is a simple, polite phrase used to get someone's attention, or to apologize for interrupting them. Excusez. Is the formal form of the verb. Excusez. To excuse, conjugated in the formal second person plural. Moi. Is the pronoun, me, used in the object form after the verb. Pardon. Excuse me. This is a simple, polite way to ask someone to repeat themselves. Pardon. Is the French word for excuse or pardon. It is used to express apologies or to politely request clarification. In this case, it's used to ask someone to repeat themselves. Je vous demande pardon. I beg your pardon. This is a polite way of saying, excuse me, in French. Let's break it down. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Vous is the formal pronoun, you, used when addressing someone you don't know well or want to be polite to. Demande is the verb, to ask, in the present tense. Pardon is the noun, pardon. The question mark makes this a question, implying that the speaker is asking for something to be repeated, or clarified. Plaît-il? Excuse me? Or, what was that? This is a polite way to ask someone to repeat themselves. It literally translates to, please it. Plaît-il? Is the third person singular form of the verb. Plaire. Which means, to please. In this context, it's used as a polite way to express that you didn't understand something. their deal. The English translation is, excuse me. This is an informal interjection used to ask someone to repeat themselves. It is similar to, pardon, or, what, in English. The word, play deal, is a contraction of the phrase, plaît-il-à-vous, lit, does it please you, which was a polite way to address someone. In modern French, it is an informal way to ask someone to repeat themselves. Pardon? Excuse me? This is a simple phrase used to ask someone to repeat themselves. The word pardon is an interjection used to express polite surprise or to ask someone to repeat themselves. Fantastic. Fantastic. This is an exclamation of excitement or approval. Fantastique is the French word for fantastic. It is an adjective, but it is used here as an interjection, meaning it stands alone and expresses a feeling. Fantastique. Fantastic. This is an exclamation of excitement or approval. Fantastique is the French word for fantastic. Sauce-ass. That's amazing. This is an informal exclamation, commonly used in French. It's a slang contraction of the phrase sensational, meaning incredible, impressive, or amazing. You might use this to express surprise or enthusiasm. Lève-toi. Get up. The sentence, leave toi, is a command, in the imperative mood. Leave is the imperative form of the verb. Lever. To rise, to get up. Toi is a pronoun, which means, yourself. It is attached to the verb to form the reflexive command, get yourself up. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests. It is commonly used in formal situations, such as in the classroom, where the teacher would tell the students to get up. Sauce-sa. Try it. Or, give it a go. The phrase sauce-sa is a casual and informal way of telling someone to try something, like food or an activity. Sauce is the imperative form of the verb sortir, which means to feel or to taste. Sa is a pronoun that means that or it and refers to the object or action in question. Sortez ça. Feel this. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command. Sortez is the verb to feel in the imperative form, second person plural. This means it is addressed to you all, plural informal. Ça is a pronoun that refers to something already understood in the context of the situation. It could be an object, a feeling, or an experience. Touche ça. Touch that. The sentence. Touche ça. Exclamation is a very simple imperative sentence in French. Touche is the imperative form of the verb toucher, to touch. It means touch in the command form. Ça is a demonstrative pronoun that means that. It refers to something that has already been mentioned or is clearly visible in the context. So, touche ça exclamation means touch that, and is a direct command to someone to touch a specific thing. Touchez ça. Touch that. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command. Touchez is the imperative form of the verb toucher, to touch, in the second person plural. You use this form to command a group of people. Sa is a pronoun meaning that. It's a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something close to the speaker, but not directly in front of them. Filme ceci. Film this. Filme is the imperative form of the verb. Filme. Meaning, to film. It is in the VU form, which is used for both singular and plural, you, in informal contexts. Ceci is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this. Therefore, the sentence, film this, is a command to the listener to film something specific, likely something that is being pointed at, or otherwise indicated. Film ceci. Film this. This sentence is a command, using the imperative mood of the verb. Filme. To film. Film. Is the imperative form of the verb. Filme. Meaning, film. Ceci. Is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, film this. Suis-moi. Follow me. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. It's in the second person singular, meaning you, and the verb suivre is in the present tense of the verb suivre, which means to follow. Suis-nous. Follow us. The sentence is a command, follow us, in the imperative form. Suis is the imperative form of the verb suivre, meaning to follow. Nous is the object pronoun, meaning us. The sentence is grammatically correct and straightforward. The emphasis is on the command to follow the speaker. Suivez-nous. Follow us. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command, or request. Suivre is the imperative form of the verb suivre, to follow. Nous is the pronoun for us. Is the exclamation mark, indicating the imperative nature of the sentence. Oublie. Forget it. This is a simple imperative sentence in French, with just one word. Oublie. This is the imperative form of the verb oublier, to forget. Since it's directed at you, the informal to form is used. Debout. This means stand up. The word debout is an adjective that means standing. It's used as a command here. Oublie-le. Forget him. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Oublie is the verb, to forget, conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular. It means forget, and is directed at a singular, you. Le is the direct object pronoun meaning him. So the whole sentence means forget him. Oublier. Forget it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Oublier is the second person plural form of the verb oublier, which means to forget. The imperative form is used to give a direct order, in this case, to forget something. Oublier is a very direct and informal way of telling someone to forget something. It is often used in situations where someone is being told to let something go or move on. Oubliez-le. Forget about it. breakdown. Oublier. Is the second person plural, you all, imperative form of the verb. Oublier. To forget. Le. Is the direct object pronoun referring to a masculine noun previously mentioned, or understood in context. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands, or instructions. Direct object pronoun. Replaces the direct object of the verb to avoid repetition. Laissez tomber. Let it go. This is an informal, idiomatic phrase that literally translates to, let fall. Laissez. Is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. Meaning, to let, or, to leave. Tomber. Means, to fall. So, laissez tomber means to let something go, or to drop it, both literally and figuratively. It can also be used to tell someone to stop talking about something, or to stop bothering you. Oublier ça. Forget it. This is a simple, but common imperative phrase in French, meaning, forget it. Or, don't worry about it. Oublier. Is the second person plural form of the verb. Oublier. Which means, to forget. This form is used to address multiple people, like students in a classroom. Ça. Is a pronoun that can be translated as, that, or, it, in this context, referring to something that was previously mentioned, or understood. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the speaker's intention to dismiss the subject. Laisse tomber. This means, forget it. Or, let it go. The phrase is composed of two words. Laisse. Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. To leave, to let. In this context, it's used as an informal command, meaning, let. Tomber. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Tomber. To fall. In this context, it is used figuratively to mean, to drop, or, to let go. Together. Laisse tomber. Is an informal way of telling someone to stop worrying about something, or to simply forget about it. Oubli. Forget it. The sentence consists of a single verb. Oubli. Which is in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. In this case, it's telling someone to forget something. Oubli le. Forget him. This is an imperative sentence telling someone to forget about a male person. The verb, oublier. Oublier. Means, to forget, and is conjugated in the imperative mood. The, le. Le. Is a direct object pronoun referring to a masculine singular noun. In this case, it is likely a person. This means, him. When we combine the two together, oublier. Oublie-le. It creates the imperative form meaning, forget him. Laissez tomber. Let it go. The phrase, laissez tomber, is a common French expression that literally translates to, let fall. However, it's used idiomatically to mean, let go, give up, or, forget about it. Laissez. Is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. Which means, to let, or, to leave. Tomber. Is the infinitive form of the verb. Tomber. Which means, to fall. This phrase is used to encourage someone to let go of a situation, problem, or feeling. It can also be used to dismiss a suggestion, or request. Oubliez ça. Forget it. This is a very informal and casual way to tell someone to forget about something. It is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or a request. The verb oublier means to forget. The pronoun ça can be translated as that, it, or this, depending on context. In this case, it refers to the situation or subject being discussed. The exclamation mark emphasizes the strong feeling behind the command, making it clear that the speaker wants the other person to dismiss the matter entirely. Va maintenant. Go now. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or order. Va is the imperative form of the verb aller, to go. The imperative form is used to give commands. Maintenant is an adverb that means now. Therefore, the sentence means go now. It is a direct and simple command to leave. Oublie-moi. Forget me. The verb oublier means to forget. In this sentence, it is conjugated in the imperative mood, which means it is a command. The pronoun moi means me. So this sentence literally translates to forget me. Oubliez-moi. Forget me. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning forget me in English. Oublier is the second person plural form of the verb oublier, which means to forget. It is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Moi is the object pronoun meaning me. It is used as the direct object of the verb oublier. Trouve un emploi. Find a job. This sentence is a simple imperative command, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Trouve is the imperative form of the verb trouver, meaning to find. The imperative form is used to give commands. Is the indefinite article meaning a or an. Emploi is the noun meaning job. The exclamation point at the end reinforces the imperative nature of the sentence. Trouve un boulot. Find a job. Breakdown. Trouve is the imperative form of the verb trouver, which means to find. This is the command form of the verb meaning find. Is the indefinite article meaning a. Boulot is a slang word for job. The entire sentence is a command telling someone to find a job. Trouvez un emploi. Find a job. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Trouvez is the imperative form of the verb trouvez, to find. Is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns. Emploi is a noun meaning job. Trouvez un boulot. Find a job. Breakdown. Trouvez. This is the imperative form of the verb trouvez, to find, in the rous form. This form is used for informal commands to a single person or a group of people. This is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, meaning a or an. Boulot. This is a slang word for job. It's more casual than travail. Key concepts. Imperative verbs. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. Direct object pronoun, the object of the verb. Who there is a boulot. But it is not explicitly stated in the sentence. This is because it is understood from the context that the speaker is addressing someone who needs to find a job. Slang. Boulot is a common slang term that is frequently used in informal settings. Va chercher une scie. Go get a saw. This sentence is in the apative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The subject pronoun to you is implied. Va is the apative form of the verb aller, to go. Chercher is the infinitive form of the verb chercher, to look for, to search for. Une scie is a feminine noun meaning a saw. The definite article une is used because it is the first time the noun is mentioned in the sentence. Vas-y, grec. Go ahead. The verb va is the informal imperative of the verb aller, to go. In this context, it means go ahead or do it, and is used to encourage someone to proceed with an action. Allez-y, grec. Go ahead. This is an informal imperative verb. Aller is the imperative form of the verb aller, to go. E is a pronoun that stands in for the place or thing that the person should go to. You can think of it as meaning there or to it. In this context, it is used to give permission or encouragement to do something. Marche. Walk. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Marche is the imperative form of the verb marcher, which means to walk. Allez-y maintenant. Go there now. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Allez is the verb to go in the imperative form, second person plural, you all. E is a pronoun that stands for there. Maintenant is an adverb that means now. So the sentence is telling someone or a group of people to go there immediately. Prenez vos jambes à vos coups. This means run away. The phrase is a figure de style, or figure of speech, meaning it's not to be taken literally. It literally means take your legs to your necks. But this is obviously impossible. The meaning is derived from the fact that when we are scared, our legs might feel like they are moving very fast, almost as if we are running on our necks. This phrase is often used in a humorous way to tell someone to run away quickly.